This week, we're podcasting daily from the International Society for Bipolar Disorders 2020 conference, where we've been scouring the virtual halls for all that is practical and newsworthy. The yield is high, so tune in for a new episode every day. Today, unpublished results on a new diet for bipolar disorder. Welcome to the Carlyle Psychiatry Podcast, keeping psychiatry honest since 2003.
I'm Chris Aiken, the editor-in-chief of the Carlyle Psychiatry Report.
And I'm Kelly Newsom, a psychiatric nurse practitioner and a dedicated reader of every issue.
This was a first. Erica Saunders from the University of Pennsylvania Hershey and colleagues reported on preliminary results from a landmark trial, a dietary treatment of bipolar disorder. The diet she used has already been successfully tested in migraines, and to understand it, you need to know the difference between omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids. Both of these have important roles in health and brain function, so neither one is good or bad. It's the balance that matters. Specifically, it's healthier to have more omega-3 than omega-6, but in the typical Western diet, that balance is out of whack. There are 14 to 25 times more omega-6 fatty acids than omega-3 fatty acids in the diet that most of us are consuming. This problem is made worse for people with bipolar disorder because they don't metabolize these fatty acids like the average person does. So Dr. Saunders speculated that raising omega-3 and lowering omega-6 might improve mood in bipolar patients. We already know that omega-3 helps bipolar and depression as the popular supplement fish oil, which has proven effective in half a dozen meta-analyses, although with a small effect size. What we've never seen is how a dietary approach will work, and what would happen if omega-6 was intentionally lowered while we raise the omega-3. Both omega-6 and omega-3 are essential fatty acids, which means the body can't make them, so we need to get them from a dietary source, and both play a role in brain development. And here's another interesting background fact. Mood stabilizers actually lower omega-6 levels, and omega-6 might cause depression by promoting inflammation, while omega-3 is anti-inflammatory. Now, for the preliminary results of Dr. Saunders' trial. This was a randomized double-blind controlled trial of 82 patients with bipolar disorder that compared two diets. The treatment diet was high in omega-3 and low in omega-6. The other group, the control group, was given omega-3 and 6 in a ratio that reflects the usual American diet. Already, one thing in that design sets it apart from other studies in nutritional psychiatry. Usually in these kinds of studies, the patients know if they're getting the dietary intervention. But in this study, both groups were taught to eat a scientifically designed diet, which improves on the double-blind. And these diets were very controlled. Not only did they have guidance from dietitians, they were also given much of the food they ate, such as snacks that were carefully calibrated to have the intended ratios of omega-3 and 6. This was a small study of 82 patients, 30% of whom dropped out, with equal dropout rates in both arms. They were mainly white in their early 40s with an equal male-to-female ratio. About half were unemployed. They tended toward the slightly obese side with an average BMI of 30. The outcome measure they used was unique. Subjects rated their mood daily on a smartphone using a simple visual analog scale. They rated 7 items: mood, energy, thoughts, impulsivity, anxiety, irritability, and physical pain. They measured pain because omega-6 can increase prostaglandins, which are associated with increased pain levels. The primary outcome was the degree that mood, energy, and impulsivity varied day to day. So that's actually 3 separate primary outcomes, and the results she got were mixed. They were positive for variability in mood and energy, but negative for variability in impulsivity, which actually improved in the control group. There was also no difference in an important secondary measure, the change in average mood from start to 12 weeks. This is an ongoing study with plans to follow these patients for an entire year, So these results are very preliminary at only the 12-week interval. We should know a lot more after a year, as the authors are also gathering a truckload of biomarkers related to the diet, including monthly stool cultures to look for changes in the microbiome, blood tests for inflammatory markers, actigraphic measures of movement, kind of like a Fitbit, and even cerebral spinal fluid. The bottom line. We know that a healthy diet helps depression, but we don't yet know which ingredients are the most important. This study is testing the idea that the omega-3 to 6 ratio matters in bipolar disorder, and the results are too preliminary to draw conclusions at this time. But short of that, we already have a diet that's ready for prime time in depression, the Mediterranean diet, and from what we know about bipolar disorder, this diet should work there as well, although it hasn't been clinically tested. The Mediterranean approach discourages the main foods that are driving the omega-6 overload in society: processed snacks, fast foods, cakes, fatty meats, and cured meats. And it has proven effective in 3 controlled trials of depression with moderate to large effect size. This diet does have some healthy foods that are surprisingly high in omega-6: nuts, seeds, avocados, and tofu. But worry not, those healthy foods have a healthy balance of omega-3 as well. It's the junk food that's causing the omega-6 problem. We covered the Mediterranean diet last year in an interview with the lead investigator, Felisa Jacka. Listen to our June 3rd, 2019 podcast, or check out our May 2019 issue. It breaks down the specific food recommendations as Dr. Jacka's team altered the Mediterranean diet to emphasize brain-friendly ingredients and make it easier for people with depression to follow.
Tune in tomorrow for new findings on an anti-inflammatory medication in bipolar depression. We'll have more updates in our print issue, including unpublished results on a new medication for bipolar depression and a full review of the modafinils in bipolar disorder. Podcast listeners can get $30 off the annual subscription with the promo code PODCAST. That's all in capitals. Your subscription will earn you continuing education credits and help us stay free of industry support. We're trying out a new format this week by bringing you shorter nuggets in daily episodes. And maybe we should keep it daily. If you like it that way, let us know by leaving a review in your podcast store.